It's plus two and sunny. I'm Miller Reynolds with 91X News. An investigation continues after an incident took place at a Belleville home. Police responded to a request to assist an ambulance at a Herkimer Avenue residence on Friday. Upon arrival, police found a 33-year-old Belleville male being treated by paramedics for lacerations to the head and neck areas. EMS transported this male to a Belleville General Hospital for treatment. He was released later that day. A 41-year-old Belleville female was also involved in the incident and suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Hamilton police say their homicide squad is investigating after a man's body was found in the median of an expressway this morning. Police say the body was discovered on the Red Hill Valley Parkway about 7:20 a.m. between King Street and Green Hill Road. Investigators are trying to identify the man, described as being white and in his 20s. Police want to hear from anyone with information. The parkway is expected to be closed for several hours while police continue their investigation. Questions are being raised about the suspect in the latest bomb plot arrest in New York City.
Two law enforcement officials say federal authorities passed on the latest New York City bomb plot because they didn't think the suspect, Jose Pimentel, could pull anything off. The sources spoke on condition of anonymity. But Wilson Valentin, a retired police officer and part-time resident of Pimentel's neighborhood, says he recognized the suspect as someone you'd see on the street who was, in Valentin's words, a little off.
It's a lot of people that just a little off. Not enough to be in Bellevue, but enough that you could notice it.
Pimentel was arrested Saturday. Police say he was on the verge of assembling three pipe bombs. Warren Levinson, New York.
A former FBI director will help investigate the child sex abuse scandal at Penn State University.
Penn State's Board of Trustees named former FBI Director Louis Freeh to the panel investigating the child sex abuse allegations against former assistant football coach Jerry Sandusky.
The allegations that have been raised and the charges that have been brought are extraordinarily serious.
And trustees say anyone who knew about them should have spoken up. Freeh says he wants to examine Penn State's response and a culture that allowed Sandusky to maintain a relationship with the university, even though much of his alleged sexual contact happened on campus. Aaron Katursky, ABC News.
Voting is now underway for a new speaker of the Ontario legislature. And with Donna Cansfield on the ballot, the province may see a woman elected to the post for the first time. Three other Liberals are also fighting for the job: Dave Levac, Kevin Flynn, and David Zimmer. The candidates will be eliminated through a series of ballots unless one emerges as the clear winner on the first vote. Once a speaker has been chosen, the legislature can officially get back to business with a throne speech on Tuesday. The speaker's role as the legislature's referee is particularly important now that Ontario has a minority government. That's 91X News to 402. Here's Steph Crozier with sports.
There are no games in the OHL tonight. The Bulls' next game is this Thursday, visiting the Erie Otters. In Junior A hockey, there are four games on the schedule for tonight. The game of local interest is Trenton visiting Vaughan, game time 7:25. On special teams and defense, Javon Johnson of the Winnipeg Blue Bombers has been one of the players who made things happen for this season for the Bombers. He knows the BC Lions also have a top-rated defense.
At this point, it doesn't really matter. We're going into a game against them in the championship, so you know, maybe they were the best defense in the West, we're the best defense in the East. So, you know, two great defenses going against each other in a big game. That's what we look forward to.
Johnson was rated the team's most valuable player in the regular season. There is only one game in the National Football League tonight to finish off Week 11. Kansas City Chiefs travel to take on the New England Patriots at 8:30. Detroit Tigers ace Justin Verlander won the American League Cy Young Award last week. Has also won the AL MVP Award. Verlander says he felt a sense of relief when he found out and was just happy to be on the discussion for the MVP.
It was such a relief to get that phone call. Obviously, it's something that, I want to say it was a dream come true, but really the Cy Young was a dream come true. To be in the conversation alone was just fantastic.
Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Miller Reynolds with 91x Weather.
It's currently +2 and partly cloudy. Heading into the evening, the temperature will drop to a low of -5 with clear skies. Tuesday morning will be mainly sunny, starting off at -2 degrees with a high of 4 degrees throughout the afternoon. It's currently +2. I'm Miller Reynolds with Steph Crozier, 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 5.